which was saying that the Jewish people are a factionalized people, and therefore they would never be able to get together and to pray to their God for salvation. And that is a tremendous indictment against the Jewish people when he says, Yeshno am echod mefozor meforad, saying that the Jews are divided and that they were fractionalized. Because in fact, when the Jews are divided, they represent only individuals. And the power of Klal Yisrael as one communal entity is harmed. And that's what happens when we lose our strength as a Klal Yisrael. Haman's entire plot and his entire plan was based upon this division of the Jewish people. And that is why when Hashem gave us the mitzvah of Maksis HaShekel, as it says in all of the Chassidish Sfarim, you can only give a half a shekel. He'oshir lo yarbeh v'hadal lo yamit. Nobody can give more, nobody can give less. That was to teach the lesson that every Jew is only one half, and he needs the other Jew to make himself whole. Because every Jew needs to combine with all of the other Jews in order for there to be a full shekel, in order for there to be a shekel sholem, in order for there to be a klal Yisrael. If a person puts himself outside of the klal, that doesn't work. And our strength is through this power and the recognition that we need each other and the realization that we have to set aside whatever differences we think we have. All Jews think that they're correct and to the exclusion of all other people. But in fact, we have to set aside those differences and come together to provide a complete shekel, to create a klal Yisrael. This has always been the strength of the Jewish people, and it ultimately saved the Jewish people in the time of Shushan, because lech kenoses kol ha-Yehudim, when the Jewish people gathered together, no differently than the OU had Jewish people gathering together throughout the entire world to say Tehillim on behalf of people who are victims of this terrible, terrible disease. That is the strength that we have. And the terrible calamity that was hanging over the heads of the Jewish people in the decree of Haman, that was put aside because they put aside all of their divisions and they put aside all of their predah, and they became one unit and they came together. And that's an important lesson for today, because we need this lesson today as much as we did in previous days. And many of us who are in quarantine and we're sitting b'choshech v'tzalmoves and we're not able to engage in society, we're sitting here and we're contemplating and thinking that when that time comes that we're going to emerge again into society, that we're going to have an appreciation because so many people have come forward and so many people have offered assistance and so many people have cared, so that we see that all of us need each other and in a time of need we came together and we have a new realization and we're going to have a new awareness of the value of each and every single Jew. And I think that is a message for us here in New Rochelle and maybe for the entire Jewish world, this Purim of Purim Tavshin Peh. Thank you.